Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Previously on Gresh and Keith.
They play on like a huge speaker system, just like scary sounds.
Okay.
So all night it's like, woo-ah, woo-ah.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Brown.
Tatum is putting on a scoring clinic.
At least we got the win tonight. That's the thing that's positive about it. Instead of tacking on an extra 5-10 minutes and taking a loss.
Andy Gresh.
Have you ever been to some of those defensive meeting rooms? I mean, you wonder why they play defense. And after about 2 minutes, you go, yep, they can never be an offensive player. So it tells you how much I've softened up here in my very short period of time down here.
Rich Keith.
I definitely get a little dessert after the game. Mochi balls, the rice balls with ice cream in them. They're so good.
What is wrong with you?
Gresh and Keith starts right now.
NFL doesn't really give a flying
on WEEI.
Well, we give a flying F about the Boston Celtics, who did need overtime again last night to get a victory, Keith.
Win is a win is a win.
Yeah, I don't think right now the boys are listening to Ime Udoka when it comes to hunkering down and playing great defense.
No, defense optional, but that is sort of the way of the league. You know, you got to outscore the other team, especially in the regular season.
Oh, my God.
Talk about the playoffs, maybe a little bit different.
It's the way of sports right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, everybody, that's why in the NFL 2021 good, because that means you're good on offense.
Yeah, Seattle, New Orleans didn't get the memo last night.
Ooh, they did not.
As an aside.
That was UGLY last night on Monday Night Football. However, the Mannings and Tom Brady, they did their thing.
They were a part of it.
We will We will get to that coming up in our 11 o'clock hour. Peter King of NBC Sports will join us at 10:45. And Brian Danielson of AEW, FKA, known as Daniel Bryan, will be with us at 10:30 because AEW is in town over at BU tomorrow night. But it wasn't PU for the Celtics last night. 140-129. But I do want to go back to something you said yesterday where you were worried about Jaylen Brown's knee, and Jaylen Brown heard that, and it led to this moment last night.
Brown. Two. Take that.
Is that a magnum dunk?
Is
that a dong dunk?
Bridges' soul left his body at that moment.
Could you see it just rise up like a spirit and just go right to the ceiling?
I'll tell you, I love both those guys on the broadcast, but you didn't really get the sense of how good that dunk was. But I don't know if they were both tired or what, because it was over the
ground.
Magnum dong.
For two? I mean, Mike, that was more than a two. Holy smokes, what a play. But I know he played great, and he played great in game one, but they're four games in with Jaylen Brown. He had to miss a game, and it wasn't even a back-to-back because of his knee, and then you're also dealing with the idea of a minutes restriction. So I still am concerned. It's similar to Kemba Walker. Like, when Kemba Walker would play, there were certain nights he was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you just knew you had to keep an eye on it all season long. So how do things get better as you play? Like, this guy just had an off season, and you're starting the year with knee concerns.
That's why I was like, all right, is this something we're going to have to keep an eye on all year long? Like, is he always going to be on the injury report? Are we always going to, is he going to, you know, not practice all year? I'm just curious how that's going to play out.
Well, and when you throw in travel, COVID, things like that, and we know that Jaylen Brown got over a bout of COVID towards the end of the preseason there, and he was kind of ramping up into the regular season, and Ime Udoka was asked after last night's game if Jaylen Brown going over the minutes had anything to do with him not playing last night or two nights ago. Sorry.
Yeah, that was part of it. I didn't realize he had like 26, 27 points. He was just going through the game, playing well. If you look at the minutes, he actually right around the times we wanted without the extra five added. So, you know, he would have been at 32, which is not bad. And Jason at 36. So as far as that, at least we got the win tonight. That's the thing that's positive about it. Instead of tacking on extra 5, 10 minutes and taking a loss like we did in New York. So he said he felt great. He was obviously rolling and those three were playing well with Dennis. And so we just left him in there and said, let's finish it this time and not, you know, have to get the extra work.
If there's one thing that I do trust with Jaylen Brown is that as much as he's a competitor, and this is not a shot or anything like that at his competitiveness whatsoever, he's a smart guy. He sees the forest through the trees, to use the simple analogy. And I wonder if he is the kind of guy, like I trust he would say, Ime, it ain't going right. It doesn't feel right. I don't want to press it tonight. Feels like he would be the kind of guy who would stand up and say, yeah, I need a night off here, boss.
But I think also, like a lot of athletes, like when they're in it, they don't realize. And so, you know, Udoka mentions, he had like, you know, 26 points. He just kind of kept going. Like when he has it, he's not probably feeling very much pain. And then all of a sudden the next day, like, ooh, yep, feel it now. Like I know I just went out and scored 30 and I just dunked on Miles Bridges' entire family. But I, you know, now the next day he's a little bit banged up. I don't know if that would be a factor.
I'll tell you what is a factor in me being a little disappointed with this Celtics team so far, and it's really being disappointed in Jason Tatum. Now I can hear everybody going nuts at 3793. Saying, hey, he scored 41 points last night. Da da da. 7 of 7 from the line. This is not a player who should be under double digits in free throw attempts. And last night it happened again. And I get it that it's the NBA, and I'm not going all, you know, old bastard, they moved the basketball around back when they were thrown into a peach bucket.
Five passes. Or three.
I don't have to go that far, but okay. There were times in that fourth quarter last night where you got Jaylen Brown standing down in the corner. You got Dennis Schroeder out there waiting for the basketball. You got everybody spread out.
He's pretty good, by the way.
And Schroeder. He is, we'll get to that. Yeah. And there's Jason Tatum. Let me dribble through the legs. I'm going to drive on you. No. Let me go backwards. No, wait, I can't draw the foul anymore the way I used to. So I'll just shoot a one-legged 25-footer. And it's like, what are we doing, Jason?
You do sound old because that is what it is going to be. And I don't mind it on nights where he's shooting well. The other night where he wasn't shooting well, he was like 3 of 20 or whatever.
But didn't we learn in the playoffs last year that the key to this guy really being consistent and making a big difference is taking it to the rim? Like
that helps. He had 41 in a win, though. Like no. I'll take it. And he had 8 assists. So one of the other things is we're talking about him being a playmaker, and sometimes attacking the basket will lead to a wide open Brown in the corner or wide open somebody.
Or he was throwing it up to Time Lord, last night.
He was getting people involved, though, in the game last night.
But that's my point.
I'll take 7 free throws. I'm with you. 10 would be great. 10 would be ideal. But for this guy, I don't think it's sort of like a baby steps thing. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to be James Harden at the free throw line every night.
No, and look, he's going to make the free throws. It's getting back to that what we saw in late last year and in the postseason, that when the Celtics had success, it was because Jason Tatum wasn't standing there putting himself in position to have the bad shooting night to where we're complaining about it. Look, we've talked about this. You just said it very organically. Well, he's not going to be James Harden. That guy is pillow soft and finds a way to get to the free throw line. So when you have the bad shooting night, the guy can still find a way to produce. And if we're looking,
but it also interrupts the flow of your offense. Like I don't know if you want to be James Harden, you're committing to something. Like that is not an up and down style. That is a dribble, 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 pump fake, lean into a three. Like if you want to do that.
No,
I don't know if Udoka
wants
that.
But here's the point: is that if we're gonna look every time and be like Jason Tatum got 41, he didn't get to the free throw line, but he had a great shooting night. All that does is get into his head that, great, I'll take this split-legged, one-legged three-pointer where I'm throwing it over the back of my head at the end of the shot clock. And that's if this guy is going to evolve, into a great player. If this guy's going to be, if Jason Tatum is going to put himself in the category of Durant and LeBron and guys like that, those dudes take it to the hole. And last year, there was a period of time where when Jason Tatum took it to the hole, he was getting to the free throw line, the shooting percentage went up versus what we saw last night. And again, it isn't the end of the world, and I do understand that a part of it is the modern NBA. But LeBron played in the modern NBA, took it to the cup. Kevin Durant could take it to the cup. That bum James Harden, who I think is soft, takes it to the cup. If Jason Tatum's going to be a stud, Keith, doesn't he have to learn to do that go to the next level?
But I think you're asking for too much. Like, I don't think, like, Joel Embiid shoots 10 free throws a game. Like, nobody shoots 10 free throws a game. Like, Harden and Embiid, like, that is a different kind of animal. Whereas Tatum shot 5.3 free throws a game last year. Five. Mm-hmm. So he had 7 in the game last night. I think that's more what you need to expect. I'm trying to look at LeBron James, who gets every single call. He does. Last year, like, he's way down. Like, he's obviously changed his game. He doesn't want to get contact as much. He was 10 earlier in his career. Last year, he was under 6. Under 6 free throws a game for LeBron last year.
But you mentioned 10 earlier in his career, and that's the spot where Jason Tatum is at. Because here's the thing.
Yeah, but if he goes 7, I'm okay with 7.
But are we going to sit here with Jason Tatum and be saying again, well, he's got to have the great shooting night because he doesn't take it to the hole? Just make the thing that I worry about with Tatum is exactly what we talked about. Well, it's the NBA. Well, we just go score 140. Well, that's the modern game. That isn't championship basketball. And at some point, don't we have to look at the Celtics and we want them to raise the tide and we want these two studs to be great? And to me, Jaylen Brown attacks the basket. That's one of the things I do love about Jaylen Brown. And it's not just the dunk and taking someone's soul.
Yeah.
That, if Jason Tatum had that explosiveness at the rim or to go to the rim, which he does, if we sit here and say Tatum can be the much better player than Jaylen Brown, part of the reason Jaylen Brown is at where he's at is because he takes it to the rim and he does it with authority. I think Jason Tatum at times, it's the whole, well, 4 guys are standing around, but this is the modern NBA, and it's 108-108, and I have to take the shot.
Well, he's also,
that's what bothers
me. He is such a good shooter that I think for a lot of guys around the league, like, one of the reasons why LeBron did take it to the basket earlier in his career is he didn't have the outside shot that Tatum has or that some of these other guys have. And I think he had to kind of rely on that a little bit more, whereas, again, on certain nights, it can be a blessing and a curse, you know, because Brown and Tatum are like, well, I can hit the shot. Because they can, but then on nights that they don't, you wonder, like, when do they make that switch to say, all right, I'm going to go to the basket a little bit more and just try to get some easy points. And I think especially in the playoffs, that's even more important. You know, in the regular season, you're going to have these 140 to 129 games. The possessions are a little bit more important come playoff time. And if you can get somebody in foul trouble or whatever else, like, all of that stuff kind of adds up and helps. I'm curious, though, too, like, who the next couple of guys are going to be that step up. And I was really hoping it was going to be Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. And I think the first few games, it looks like it'll be him.
He had 23 last night, and they're playing him and Smart a lot, which, again, I whiffed on that. Preseason, I did not think that both of those guys would be able to play together as much as they have. I mean, Tatum, Time Lord, Smart, Schroeder, and Brown.
I kind of like the lineup. It's a little – the backcourt is not a great shooting backcourt, unfortunately.
No.
But – Smart can play. They're both good defensive guards, mm-hmm. and Smart, we know, can always play a little bit bigger guys. And I thought the anticipation when they gave him the contract extension, everybody's like, well, he's your point guard. I'm like, well, is he? Like, is he? Like, he's mostly been off the ball in the NBA. And so I think Schroeder kind of makes it a little bit easier. And Schroeder can score, but he's also not that I have to score every time like Kyrie and Kemba were. I think he's a better fit for these guys.
I thought there were times in the fourth quarter, there were, I think, 3 straight possessions where Tatum kind of came down and it was hero ball and he was doing his thing, right? And then as soon as the ball got to Jaylen Brown, it was, I got to dribble because I got the ball and I need to do something with it. And you're right, with Schroeder, he's kind of passive from that end, whereas if it's there or towards the end of a shot clock, he'll definitely do what he needs to do. But he blends in quite nicely, I think. And you and I talked last year during the season a lot about the positionless basketball.
Mm-hmm.
to me, Schroeder is the guy that kind of gives you that ability against certain teams to almost play that positionless basketball, at least from the standpoint of Schroeder, Smart, Tatum, and Brown, just sort of matching up and being able to do their thing.
Yeah, and I just think it's another guy who's who's aggressive, you know, and I think that is also helpful. Like in a league where you have a lot of guys that just kind of maybe coast at times and go up and down, I think Schroeder, and you can't overlook his contract status from last year. We made a big deal of it. So did he. He even kind of joked about it. Mm-hmm. But he turned down a ton of money and is now playing on a one-year deal. Like, this is a massive year for him. Whether he re-signs with the Celtics or goes somewhere else, this guy financially has more to play for than anybody else on the entire roster.
Do you worry that the Celtics have played very little defense to this point so far? In fact, that score at halftime was 68-66. Celtics had the lead. You had two 30-point quarters on both sides, by the way, where with Charlotte, I don't expect them to be able to lock anybody up. And not that the Celtics are locking people down, don't get me wrong.
No.
But there isn't much of a modicum of defense being played.
And listen, I know it's not as important as offense, but it does kind of pop up. Like it's not nothing
in
like,
the postseason.
In the postseason, it does. And again, the regular season can kind of get away with it, but the old you don't want to just establish all these bad habits throughout the rest of throughout the season. Charlotte, surprisingly, was 3-0 going into this game. Charlotte, you know, has put together a pretty good season.
LaMelo Ball,
LaMelo Ball's
pretty
a good player.
Good. I missed on that one. Him a bit, but yes. Oh, I'm with you. I
was like, this guy's gonna be a bust, and he was great, and then he got hurt. He probably he was on his way to being rookie of the year.
He filled the stat sheet last night. Yeah. It was 25 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists. He did have 6 turnovers and 6 fouls. So he at least gets his money's worth there. There was a little – it was weird last night. I heard on the Celtics broadcast, and I think it was Scal that brought it up, that Jason Tatum had problems handling the ball last night and wondered if there was just something weird going on because you did have, like, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball, I think, was just walking up the court once and just – like, the ball just, took off on him. Like, and he didn't dribble it off
maybe
his shoe.
Trick ball.
I don't know. It was something very, very weird. So now we're going to get a doubleheader for the Celtics coming up on Wednesday and Saturday, I do believe, where it's against the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes all the Bradley Beal stuff once again. And we get a peek at the new look Wizards with all of the moves that that they've made. By the way, Jabari Parker last night had 13 points.
Whoa!
I couldn't believe it.
He had a couple plays in transition, and that's a guy who, to me, looks like he's running in quicksand. I wanted Jabari Parker to be so good. I thought coming out of college he was going to be good. He was good for a minute. Then I think he blew both ACLs. He was actually productive a few years ago for the Bucks, and then when the Celtics signed him, I'm like, yeah, why not? And then they brought him back, and I think he's one of those guys. They probably have a handful of guys on the bench that are capable of like a good game every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like as much as I make fun of Grant Williams, he was good, the last game?
Yep.
Now Jabari Parker was good this game. Maybe Hernan Gomez will be good one game. Pritchard could be good one game. Like Josh Richardson. None of them are capable of like a bunch of games in a row like this, but I don't know if Udoka, calls the right guy. Maybe you'll get something out of him.
Let's hope so. We will talk football with Peter King coming up at 10:45. We'll get into the decisions that the Red Sox need to make coming up. I know Red Sox brass had a press conference yesterday. I know I am of the I couldn't care less about who's coaching first base, but there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. Brady was on with the Mannings. We got your waiver wire ad sponsored by Cars for Kids. A great key for madness. If you're into the olds, this is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
And the NFL's got some more COVID issues. We will get to all of that along the way with you, scheduled to be joined by AEW's Bryan Danielson. Coming up, but first, here's Shime. He can take bumps in the wrestling ring.
Oh, yeah.
Shimey doing a corkscrew plancha off the top rope.
Absolutely.
Swanton bomb coming at you, baby.
Only if into some swanton soup. Here's Shime, ready to tread.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
You know, if you're over at the Aganis Arena tomorrow night, you're going to hear this because the guy who is about to join us on the Harbor One Hotline, Bryan Danielson, one of the best pro wrestlers in the world. He just joined AEW, and AEW has a live event here in Boston, which Northeast,
yeah,
coming to the Northeast. And
pretty good.
For those who are wrestling fans and remember, and again, we'll talk to Peter King coming up in 15 minutes from now and get into football, but Bryan Danielson was really the main event, even though he started the show on AEW Dynamite down at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York City.
Yeah.
It was, it was him and Kenny Omega that went 30 minutes and 20,000 people lost their gourd.
And this is as good of a time in wrestling probably as 20 years ago. Like when I was in high school, you had competing brands. You had WWF and WCW, and it was must-see, and you would just flip back and forth every Monday night. And then the WWE bought their competition, and it was sort of like there's only one game in town for the longest time. And now finally you have another company, and you can like both. You can like one. It's up to like whatever you want to do. But the fact that there's true competition makes it a pretty great time to be a wrestling fan.
It is. And for a lot of these guys like CM Punk, who went to go wrestle in UFC, and Bryan Danielson, who, you know, I mean, massive presence on social media.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man, but I mean, I'll kick his coverage in terms of marrying one of the Bella twins.
Right. She's got a reality show there.
Well, and there's reality television and all that. But, you know, this is a guy who now has the ability to get to wrestle different guys that you and I thought we would never see.
Yeah.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline from AEW, Bryan Danielson is with Gresh and Keefe. Bryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. We were just talking about, you know, back in the old days when it was WWF and WCW battling against each other. Now we have two companies that are kind of competing again. But, Brian, I know for you, you had a choice to make, and you made it to go to AEW. So what is it for you at this point in your wrestling career that drew you to want to go to a completely startup company?
Well, so one of the things is just the excitement of doing something new, right? You know what I mean? I think we all get in those places where it's where you're like, okay, you know, I've been doing this job for a while, and I really like it. But I kind of want to just try something else and do something a little different, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, that was part of the reason. Another reason is that AEW really focuses on the wrestling, you know? And so, like, you get more wrestling in 2 hours of AEW, I think, than you get in 5 hours of WWE TV. And I'm somebody who's always liked the wrestling more than I like, you know, like the in-ring interviews and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that just that sort of thing. And then there's also, you know, there's some other stuff too. I mean, there's a litany of reasons, you know, but there are reasons to go the other way too. I think that's one of the things that, is a really positive thing about when I talk about AEW is that I loved working in WWE. And I still decided to leave. And I think it's because what AEW's got going on is really exciting.
And for people who don't know, Brian, 5 years ago, you were forced to retire due to injuries. And what was that process like being told, all right, you got to retire. And then for a couple of years, being retired, doing some on-screen stuff, but not wrestling anymore. And then eventually you got to the point where you're like, no, I'm going to try this again. And then you do get cleared. But what was that whole time like?
Well, so it was really hard because I think I would still be retired if WWE didn't have me come back and be the general manager, because I really love wrestling and I didn't want to have to retire. I was kind of forced to retire. And so then they brought me in as like a general manager. So I was just around it every single week. And I think if I would have just gone off and done like, started my own little organic farm or something like that, I would have been like, okay, I had a great time wrestling or whatever it is, but now I've transitioned into this other part of my life. Well, being around it, but not being able to actually do the thing that I love was really, really hard. And then I just started, you know, doing all these different medical treatments that are a little bit out there and, you know, a little bit wild, all that kind of stuff. And then a couple years later, I ended up getting cleared to wrestle. And it was just like that, you know, my passion for wrestling is so deep that, you know, you put me around it too long and I'm just going to want to get in there. So.
Yeah. Brian Danielson of AEW here with Gresham Keefe. Of course, AEW will be over at the Aganis Arena tomorrow night for AEW Dynamite. And you mentioned the injuries, Brian. And I know that I did some college football with the director of AEW, Tim Walbert. And I know they have that camera now right in the turnbuckle where you and Kenny Omega could like pick each other's nose right on camera. Yeah. And all of a sudden he's about to flip you off of the top rope. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how is this guy going to take this bump? How has your style in the ring changed because of the injuries?
Well, so I'm just, I'm a little more judicious, but realistically the big thing that has changed, and this is just kind of a choice when I re-signed my last WWE contract. And then when I came to AEW too, one of the benefits of AEW is that I need to be doing less matches, right? Like, cause I like to go hard. If you tell me to like, hey, go a little bit lighter today, right? When you're wrestling, it's easy to say, but in practice, it's not like, it doesn't work like that. You know, I don't care if there's 20,000 people out there like there were at Arthur Ashe Stadium, and I don't care if there's 85 people out there, which I've wrestled in front of many crowds under 100 people. Those people all still pay their money to come see the show, and you want to give them a great show, right? And so it's like, it's hard to like pull back. It's hard for somebody like me to pull back. And so really it's about doing less number of matches per year and focusing on the quality of each of those matches. You know what I mean? And making sure that I give the live crowd every time I go out there, giving them something that they're happy that they paid their money to see, you know?
Now, Brian, you brought the yes chant into the world, and it's one of the more over things I would say in wrestling, and you'll see it whether it's AEW or another promotion or whether it's your match or somebody else's match or somebody else's promo. But was there a moment in time where you realized, okay, this is a thing that's going to stick? Was there a single crowd or a single, you know, maybe you saw it somewhere else. Maybe it wasn't even when you were there that you realized, okay, this is pretty big.
Well, so you know what's funny is that, like, when it really took off in wrestling, I didn't, you know, like, it's like a lot of things. I thought, like, oh, okay, this will wear out its welcome after about 6 months or 8 months or 9 months. But here we are, like, literally, I think it really started at the beginning of 2012. And here we are, and it's like
it's nine years later. Right.
9 years later, and wrestling fans are still doing it, and you see it in other things. And like, it was really funny because I was part of the San Francisco Giants World Series parade. Hunter Pence had started doing the yes chant for the Giants, and they brought me in as to do part of the parade and do the yes chants with the Giants and all that kind of stuff, which was super cool. But then, but when I was talking to Hunter Pence, he's like, "Yeah, man, I had no idea who you were. I just saw the yes chant on a Michigan State basketball team, and I thought, or a Michigan State basketball game, and I thought that's really cool." And then I found out it was a wrestler, and there were some wrestling fans on the, you know, on the team, and like, "Oh yeah, that's the, you know, that's Brian's thing," and you know, that sort of thing. It's, he had no idea. He's the one who started it with the Giants and had no idea who I was, anything like that. So that was pretty surreal. But I think one of the things, you know, I've been asked to analyze it to death, and I never would have just thought of it on my own. But I think one of the things that that makes it really fun is that it's a whole crowd doing it in unison. And the most important part is that your arms go vertical instead of horizontal, because if they went horizontal, you'd just be hitting the person next to you, and it would never work.
That's a good point. Be safe out there tomorrow night when you guys are doing it.
Yeah, that's true. We don't need no pokes to the eye or anything like that. Then again, the great Gorilla Monsoon used to say the easiest way to slow down a big man is a thumb to the eye. Brian Danielson of AEW is with us. And has there been, I don't know, like a professional athlete? Like you mentioned, go run an organic farm. The only guy that I've heard of doing anything close to that was a former Patriots offensive lineman, Logan Mankins, who has his own like self-sustaining farm out there, even though he made like $65 million playing football. But has there been a professional athlete or a celebrity that has like gobsmacked stopped you in your tracks who's like, that's the yes guy?
No, not really. I mean, like, there's always people who are just, that you're just surprised that are wrestling fans. But I can't think of any in particular. The big ones with athletes, the problem with athletes now is that they're all younger than I am, right? So they're all like 23, 24, 25. I mean, not all of them, obviously, you know, like, there's the older athletes and that sort of thing. But like, all these guys in the pro athletics, I don't know who they are anymore because I don't have time to watch like most of the sports. So I like know the older guys, but like these young guys, I mean, they're incredible, but then they'll see it show and be like, "Oh man." And this is the worst part. I used to watch you growing up.
Yeah.
You're an NBA player. You're an NBA player.
You're a grown adult person.
Stop saying that to me. I'm not that old. Come on.
Well, I guess sort of in that line, if do you have a dream match, somebody that you've never wrestled, could be somebody that is no longer wrestling, that maybe either you grew up that you thought, yeah, this would be a great match someday if it could ever happen. Is there somebody out there that you wish you could have wrestled?
I mean, there's always people that you wish you could have wrestled, right? I mean, like most people listening to this may not know who he is anymore, but like Lou Thesz, right? Like I'd love to wrestle Lou Thesz, who was, you know, but like, you know, Shawn Michaels, who helped train me. He's somebody who I really would have loved to have wrestled. But you know, there's so many people out there that are so good. Like I honestly try not to worry about things that cannot or will not happen. Mm-hmm. Right. Like focus on the things that you can make happen. And like that's actually one of the reasons why I came to AEW. I got to wrestle Kenny Omega in my first match in AEW. And that was one of the guys who I really wanted to wrestle when I was in WWE, because he had gotten so, so good. And so, so just focusing on these things that you can accomplish as opposed to the things that are just impossible. You know what I mean? So
was that one of the things that when you went to AEW, did you just look at the roster and you're like, all right, here are guys, Kenny Omega and others that I definitely want to get in the ring with?
Yeah, and you know what? And the thing is, and I never want to put down the WWE roster because those men and women are fantastic. But the thing is I was there for 11 years, and I'd wrestled most of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, Cesaro is one of my good friends. I actually just visited him this last weekend. But, like, I wrestled Cesaro a decent amount of times. I look at the AEW roster, and I see, like, oh, man, there's all these fantastic guys that I've never wrestled before. And it's like, and part of me is like, as an older guy, I feel like younger wrestlers can learn from you. That's one thing. But also from an older wrestler's perspective, I think you can learn a lot from wrestling younger guys because they got into wrestling for a completely different reason than I did. You have to think, I've been wrestling now for 22 years. So it's like, the world has changed dramatically in 22 years. The reasons why these, like 20-year-old Dante Martin, the reason why he likes wrestling is completely different than the reason why I liked wrestling at 14 in like 1995. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. you learn and all that kind of stuff about what the younger audience is interested in and that sort of thing too. So I'm just fascinated by it all. So.
Well, in the words of Taz, you can tell you're talking to a couple of mocks here who love your work and are excited that AEW is rolling into Boston tomorrow night. Brian Danielson, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it. Good luck. Stay healthy. And hopefully we got a chance to talk to you the next time you guys come back around these parts. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. It's great.
All right, Brian.
There goes Brian Danielson. There you go, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, and he rocked it. And mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, it is. I think he is fighting because it's Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston tonight.
Oh, very good
for you, old school wrestling fans. Is a modern day Dick Murdoch. Google it, look it up. Except without the Klan card, because he wrestled in the 70s, and well, that's a whole other thing for another time. We will talk football with Peter King of NBC Sports next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More Gresh and Keith right now on WEEI.
Let's talk some NFL at 10:48 with Gresh and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI.com, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, brought to us by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Peter King of NBC. Peter, good morning, and let's just jump right into the Patriots are 3-4 on the year. And boy, if they beat Miami and it said 4-3, we'd be thinking differently about them. But should we think differently about this Patriots team, other than them just being another team, Peter, at 3-4?
Well, the problem with what happened this past weekend is beating the Jets even by 1,000 points. It's like you've just played the varsity team and you've played the ninth graders. And Richard Seymour is right. I mean, the Jets can't deny it. They are people's homecoming games. And so, but look, all you can do is play who's on your schedule. The fact that it is not a game that you can take the temperature of the Patriots, that's just the way life goes. You play who's on your schedule. One thing about the game that I thought was really good, look, Mac Jones needs to get reps. He needs to get time in this offense over a long period of time. That's the only way you get really better as a quarterback. And so, to me, I think the more that Mac Jones plays, the more that Mac Jones gets familiar with this offense, that Josh McDaniels runs, the better. And I also think that, you know, the one thing the Patriots showed the other day is that, at least in my opinion, they are so, you know, although there are times when people don't recognize this, I just think they're so imaginative and so open to new ideas on offense. I don't just mean the Kendrick Bourne touchdown pass. I just mean in general. And I think that that suits a smart quarterback and a smart offense really well. And that's what, to me, that's what I've seen in this offense in the last couple of weeks anyway.
Well, the Patriots are 3-4. It's the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs. How much trouble are the Chiefs in, Peter?
I think they're in a lot of trouble. I keep reading the everything will be fine from Andy Reid and all that. I can't imagine any world, anywhere that the Kansas City Chiefs score 3 points in a game and the world isn't off its axis. And, you know, the fact that there's a couple of weird things happening in football now. The fact that we're almost at Halloween and the Chiefs are under 500, and that the number one seed in the AFC this morning is the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, there's some weird stuff going on in the NFL right now. But having said all that, I believe that there's a couple of things that the Chiefs need to understand and recognize in themselves. They need to work to make sure that that Patrick Mahomes understands that, because in the past he's made some wacky plays and he's made chicken salad out of chicken feathers. And right now he can't do that. One of the reasons he can't do that is that he has no downfield deep weapons on offense other than Tyreek Hill. And just like when Bill Belichick took Tyreek Hill out of the AFC Championship game 3 years ago, teams are figuring out the way to do that now to take away the deep half, the deep two halves of the field with two deep defensive backs. And so they have to start recognizing that until we get another weapon that teams respect, we need to take advantage of the middle of the field and get shorter chunks. But I think they've been so used to being greedy and making deep downfield throws. I think that's part of it. I think the other part is to simply acknowledge that a brand new offensive line is not up to protecting Patrick Mahomes the way it used to be. All that says to me is play more conservatively, play to move the chains and not to get the big chunks.
Peter, I know you wrote about the Bengals in Football Morning in America, but I also want to ask you about Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's sublime. It's stupid. It's Tom Brady. And to think that this guy's going to push, what, maybe 675 touchdowns if he keeps throwing the way he is, Peter? I mean, he's on pace for 51 this year, comes back and duplicates that again. This guy, I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous. What do you make of these silly numbers around Brady?
You know, yesterday I was part of a group that was on that did Brady's podcast with him, and everybody was asked who came on the podcast. Everybody, there's a bunch of reporters and TV people, and they were all asked to come with one question for Brady. And my question was, I distinctly remember in the 90s, because I had covered Phil Simms when he was the Giants quarterback in the 80s. And I remember Simms walking away at 38 years old, whatever year it was, 96, 97, I forget when it was, 93. I really don't remember. But he walked away and he was 38 years old, and he said, and I said this to Brady yesterday, he said, you know, I just wish that my body would allow me to play more, because right now at 38, I've got all the answers to the test. nobody can fool me anymore. And that has to be what you feel like. And the fact that you've taken care of yourself to the level that you have is got to be greatly rewarding, because now nothing surprised you. And he said exactly that. He said, what has happened to me later in my career is that I know how to study. I know what to look for on film. I know exactly what I'm watching for when I watch teams on defense. And he goes, Phil's exactly right. Nothing surprises me. And look, the other part of the equation here with Brady is very simple, that he knows, and everybody in the NFL knows now, that quarterbacks are protected so well right now that even though it sounds ridiculous, there's no reason why Tom Brady can't keep playing unless he starts taking some real kill shots, which he hasn't really been taking. I think his last mega shot that he took was from Grady Jarrett in the Atlanta Super Bowl. He's taken some big hits, but that shot right there sent him into orbit on that play, and he kept playing then. But if the rules keep protecting Tom Brady, he's not going to be the last quarterback who plays well, and I think very well, into his 40s.
Peter King of NBC Sports with us each and every Tuesday here with Gresh and Keith. Peter, thanks a bunch. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Peter. There goes Peter, Football Morning in America. You can find the @Peter_King on Twitter. Coming up, the biggest decisions ahead for Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox, and it's got nothing to do with the coaching staff. Well, maybe. That's next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.